Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We forgot to talk about like what happened before game two. We could get more into it later in the show.
Oh, the trade.
Yeah, they made a move, like an actual significant trade in April.
Oh, this is the thing.
Yeah, you don't see that very often in April. Like, April 26th, they made a trade. Yeah. I can't imagine how many trades happen on April 26th. We kind of all thought May 1st would be the upgrade time, but Red Sox add first baseman and left fielder Garrett Cooper, major leaguer.
Garrett Cooper, man. I mean, this is a guy that the Sox were obviously super interested in the offseason. There were some reports. I want to say Chris Cotillo had this report at some point over the winter that the Red Sox were nickel and diming, not just like the big dudes, but even like the minor league free agent type guys. They were nickel and diming them too. I have a sneaking suspicion that that was in reference to Garrett Cooper, because the Red Sox were in on him for the longest time. Never ended up happening. What goes to the Cubs, actually played pretty well. He's hitting 270 at the time of his DFA. Like, obviously going from Casas to Dalbec in terms of offensive production is tough. And like, it's obviously Garrett Cooper is going to be nowhere near Tristan Casas, but you will have an at bat where it is not a guaranteed strikeout every single time. And like, that's not to be like mean to Bobby Dalbec, but that's pretty much what it's been, is like a guaranteed strikeout every time. And Garrett Cooper will get up there, hit from the right side of the plate, and maybe he'll get something. Maybe he'll run into a few homers.
Yeah. And he's like an okay defender too, kind of up and down defender, but yeah, in first base, you just want your guy to be steady. So I'm happy about it. I said a lot of negative things about Dalbec, and I know he's a great guy. Towards the end, like the last few games, I really, really, really wanted to see him do something positive, just because like he has to be feeling it, and it's just not happening. I feel like that's a guy who maybe goes overseas, changes stuff, because you know, Japan and Korea, both hardcore contact oriented leagues, maybe that helps him. But yeah, I think this is the end of Bob, probably Sunday night, I would guess, as we're recording, probably the last game we see him in a Red Sox uniform. Maybe
we'll see. I don't know, man. He plays quality defense. I know he's got options. Like, I don't know, we'll see.
So the defense has been better. It's like 70th percentile. I don't want to,
dude, that's good. 70th is good.
No, it's good, but 70th percentile first baseman, what does that do for you? Not very much.
Well, and also compound.
Come on, dude. You've seen the other side of that.
Yeah, no, if you're a terrible first baseman, that's awful. But like,
don't forget the Franchi era, man. That happened.
I know. I'm not keeping a guy around. Look, this guy's in the 70th percentile at first base, man. We gotta keep him around.
No, I'm not saying I want to keep him around, but it's like, does he give you more than like, and I know he made a great play in the field today, but Emmanuel Valdez, who is also not hitting and is also not playing good defense.
Well, defense, baby.
He's playing okay defense. I shouldn't say that. He's playing okay.
Dude, that play he had a mistake early. Which game was that?
That was game two. You're right.
Game two. Game three tonight, which we'll get to. He made a nice play. That's Val defense, man.
Yeah, man. Make it a thing. Make it a thing. Val defense. Last thing on Bobby. I was literally thinking about this on the walk home. So much Patriots stuff going on in my head. It got me thinking, like, Bobby Dalbec and Mac Jones are kind of the same. Because, like, Mac Jones's rookie year was like a pseudo Pro Bowler, and like it looked like he was the future for the Pats. And then Bobby in 2021 is hitting crazy bombs, one of the best hitters in baseball for the second half of the season. And now it just like Mac Jones this year looked like he didn't know how to throw a football, didn't like have any confidence out there. Bobby, it looks like he doesn't know how to hit a baseball, swings and misses at pretty much everything he's thrown. I don't know. I feel like I see a lot of similarities in the two, and I feel bad for both because like both seem like great dudes, and it's just like something happened. I don't know what happened to Bob.
I don't really feel bad for Mac Jones, but yeah, I feel bad for Bob. Like we've talked about it before. We've never heard a bad thing about the guy as a person. By all accounts, great guy. It's just we got to move on. I'm so sickeningly sick of talking about Bobby Dalbec. For the sake of everybody, us, him, everyone else, please move on. Send him somewhere else.
Yeah.
He just reached the point where it's like, quite literally, every single option has been exhausted. It's very clear it's not going to work out. It's going to work out for both parties. Go your separate ways. You get Garrett Cooper in here. Bobby is going to do whatever Bobby does. And there you go. It's an amicable ending. Just do
it. That's the right way to look at it, Pat. That's the right way to look at it because we've seen a lot. And like, I know there's a fear from the executives that he might Ryan Brazier you and just go somewhere else and then boom, snap your fingers and he's hitting homers again. But I mean, it's clear it's not going to happen here. So why are you hurting your organization by keeping him here? Do what's right by the guy. Like the guy deserves a shot to be able to put it together, to learn something new somewhere else. Like, yeah, I agree. We've talked about Bobby a lot, and it's time. The Garrett Cooper era is upon us. Last thing I've got on Garrett Cooper before we move on. His nickname, according to the Miami Marlins scoreboard a few years ago, Garrett Cooper's nickname is Koopaloop.
Koopaloop, and they're calling him Koopaloop, Gordo. It's a tremendous nickname. Really love Koopaloop. One of the best.
Coop. Yeah. We might need to, next time we're on the field, we have to ask him if that's a real thing. Because that we have it on good authority that the Marlins claimed that that's his nickname.
It would be hysterical if we went up to Garrett Cooper and asked if his name was Koopaloop and he had no fucking idea what we were talking about.
What if his response?
Oh, no, it's his Twitter handle.
Damn. It would have been great if we asked him that and he was like, shut the fuck up. And we're like, oh my God. Okay, sorry. Like,
grabs Gordo by the throat. He's like, only my friends call me Koopaloop.
My friend? You're not. Garrett Cooper turns into a violent. How old is he? 33 and 125 days.
He's 33. Oh my God.
115 OPS plus, which is good because Yoshida had a 102 OPS plus while he was being benched, and he was the greatest hitter of all time, according to the Red Sox fans. So 115 must be amazing. Look at this guy.
The Yankees, right?
Yeah, he was on the Yankees. He wore number 64. I have the most useless brain in the world.
Dude, that is wild that you had that in your head.
It's because it's stupid.
You're the numbers guy. You are the jersey number guy. That is your thing, Sammy.
Sometimes I swing and miss, but sometimes I pull a random one like that. I'm like, let me make sure I'm right. Hold on.
No, dude, because like even when you swing and miss, like there's always like some sort of like reason for it. You're never just like a full clean whiff. Your swing and misses are like foul balls.
64. Here's the real question. Let me just make sure. Because he on the Cubs, Garrett Cooper wore number 41. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't think there's a number 41 on the Red Sox. Let me check the coaches.
Sale's gone.
And Sale is gone. Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking. Is he going to be the first 41 since Chris Sale? Yeah, none of the coaches have it.
Damn, man.
By the way, I think I forget who I asked. Do you guys know what number Alex Cora is? He's got a 13. Good number. Nice. Damn it. Someone I asked didn't know that.
Gordo, do you know how number he was when he played second base?
13.
No. Was he 23?
No, 13. He was 13. Do you know what number he –
Where to God. He was 20. Maybe he wore 23 in 2018 then.
Nope.
Am I 20. Smoking crack?
20.
Michael Chavis is 23.
No, you're right. You're right. He wore both. You're both right. He wore 13 and 23 on the Red Sox. You're
go
both
Pat.
Right. Look at that. Everyone wins.
I knew it. Yeah. We all win. God.
It's 2024. There are no losers.
That's the slogan, man. It's play Tessie where everyone wins, especially the Red Sox, who won 17-0.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.